Oztober.
Come on, Australia.
A whole month eating solidly from the buffet that is Australian music. Celebrating the songs that made it famous and the artists that made it legendary.
You.
Serving up another plate of Aussie music. The Screaming Jets, Dave Gleeson.
Hi.
The Oztober Lunch.
Yes, we are celebrating all things Aussie music during October. This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso from the Screaming Jets and the Angels. My name's Matty O. I also play drums in British India. And I'll tell you what, Gleeso, everyone is calling me about this lunch deal. I think we need our own show. What do you think?
Absolutely. I'm a huge campaigner for Australian rock, mate. I reckon I've said it before, we certainly punch above our weight worldwide. And, you know, you go over to Europe and you mention Rose Tattoo, or you mention the Angels or bands like that. I mean, not just talking because I'm in the Angels at the moment, but I know that Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam has cited the Angels as an influence early on in his life. Dave Grohl has said in interviews that his father took him to see the Angels in Seattle in about 1979 or 80.
Yeah.
And, of course, the great Slash loves Marseille, and they've actually done Marseille a few times in their set, Guns N' Roses. So the fact that Australian bands have influenced bands from overseas is a huge, huge tick for us all.
Absolutely. Big show coming up today. We're going to hear an acoustic track from you, which I'm very, very keen. And we've got a very special guest, Fremantle's finest, John Butler's going to come in and have a chat too.
And mate, the guy made his career travelling around the huge expanses of Western Australia, guitar in tow, selling albums he'd made off his own bat, out of the back of his car. And now he's going to tell us that he's done not only in Australian music, but for Australian musicians. He's a fantastic bloke, so it'll be great to catch up with him. And we're going to start off today I've just mentioned Slash, and this bloke, Andrew Stockdale, he got to play on Slash's album.
Yeah,
Slash's Snake Pit. Unbelievable. And I still remember the first time I think I ever saw or heard this song was on the Jackass. Jackass.
Yeah,
how do you say Jackass
right.
in Australia?
Jackass.
And that held him to international stardom. He's become a pretty well-respected guitarist around the world.
This is Wolfmother, Joker and the Thief on the Oztober Lunch.
Oztober.
It's the Oztober Lunch with Screaming Jets and Angels frontman Dave Gleeson. We're going to be chatting to John Butler next, but a bit of Weddies parties. Anything, Gleeso?
Yes, mate. You don't get more quintessentially Australian in your delivery than a weddings parties anything song. I actually met Mick Thomas years ago. We were at some function after something. And we end up going off and getting on the drink. And somewhere the next day, and this was before there was mobile phones and people, you know, sending tweets, etc. around. My wife rang me the next day and said, I just heard that you got a tattoo with Mick Thomas last night. And I'm like, what? And somewhere along the line, we must have walked past a tattoo shop in King's Cross or something, and someone thought that that's what we were doing. But anyone who can fit all the other blokes that live up here in a rock song, he's got a tick from me. So weddings, parties, anything, and I love this song because I'm a dad myself, and fortunately for me, I'm a still married dad. More good luck than good management. But yeah, I love this song, and Father's Day, weddings, parties, anything.
John Butler up next. It's the Oztober Lunch.
Oztober.
It's the Oztober Lunch with Dave Gleeson, singer from the Screaming Jets and the Angels. And Dave, we've got a very special guest in the studio.
John Butler joins us now. How you going, John?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Very well. Now, your story to me is, I've always found it a great story because you're a self-made man. Eh? You got in your car, drove around West Australia and the country to play to as many people as you could, selling records out of the back of your car, and off you went.
Yeah, I was inspired by another great Australian band called The Waifs. I followed them around in my van, and then I started doing the same thing myself. I was just so tunnel vision passionate about what I was doing, and I was seeing results. I guess I was seeing crowds and audiences react and want to buy albums, and I thought, this is good. Let's see if other people like it.
You obviously have a connection with the guitar. I just love your guitar playing, mate. Where did your love affair, I guess, with the guitar start?
It's kind of a strange little journey. I started playing when I was about 13, broke my arm once, started playing when I was about 15, Brock Marham again.
Skateboarding.
Around 16, I started kind of playing, and I got given my grandfather's Dobro guitar. Basically, my grandfather died in 58, and the first kid to learn how to play the guitar would receive it, and none of my aunties and uncles did. But I started learning, and after about 6 months, my grandmother thought it was going to stick, and I got given this slide guitar, this classic slide guitar. My guitar teacher at the time decided he didn't want to teach me anymore, and he wanted to keep on teaching all my friends, which was a really strange and kind of weird moment for me. It was a really hurtful moment. And so I said, bugger the guitar and bugger that teacher. And I put the slide guitar under my bed and I just didn't worry about it. I kept on skateboarding. And then my second guitar teacher, he took me under his wing and really taught me how to teach myself. For me, you know, it was a hobby up until I was 21. It was just a way of writing songs. It was a way of kind of doing a journal entry about my life and about being an angsty teenager. And then when I was 21, I discovered open tuning and got massively obsessed with guitar. And then when I started busking. Awesome, so I was 21 when I decided I wanted to do this for somewhat more than a hobby.
All the way from the beautiful west of the country, John Butler has not only taken Australia by storm, but John, you've done quite a bit of touring overseas as well.
Yeah, I've been touring overseas for the last 15, 16 years. We will be heading to Japan. We do Osaka, Tokyo, and then we head to Europe and just do Switzerland, Germany, France, Portugal, Spain, UK.
Wow.
Other places, Belgium, all over the joint. Lots of gigs in France. And then to the States. So I'll be coming back about mid-December.
Fantastic, man. That sounds unreal. Take me with you. Obviously, your passion for music has driven you to help other musicians come up and comers. Is that correct?
Yeah. My wife and I both started a foundation called The Seed about 11 years ago now. And basically, we believe there's so much great Australian music out there. And we believe the more music that is out there, the deeper and better our culture is. And so we're just trying to help as many artists as possible become self-sustained, because I think that's the hardest thing. I think if an artist can become self-sustained, that is the definition of success. And the more that they are self-sustained, the more music they'll make, the more they will tour, the more they will make release albums, the more that we'll be able to enjoy that as an audience, as the Australian public, and the deeper our culture will be. And so it's all a way of, I guess at the end of the day, of kind of nurturing culture via nurturing artists.
It's such a different climate now, isn't it? It's very hard for young bands to kind of not come to public attention, obviously, because with you know, the intranet and all that stuff, you can get public attention very quickly. But that's that sustaining and building a career, isn't it?
You know, it's all kind of balanced itself out in a way. I mean, you can get people's attention more and more, more than ever. But at the same time, there's more traffic than ever, so you're still the same old thing. It used to be that you had to afford a big ad in a newspaper, and now, you know, you need a big ad on the hottest download. It's always been tricky for musicians to make money, to survive and to do what they do. I, along with many other successful musicians, we know countless of geniuses out there that can't pay the rent. And so, you know, there's a lot of different reasons for that. But the more people that we can help get self-sustained, we're just going to be surrounded by just such, you know, we have such a high talent rate in this country, so to speak, that if they could be self-sustained, we'd just be swimming in awesome Aussie music all the time.
That was our chat with John Butler on the Oz Music Lunch. Oztober. It's the Oztober Lunch with Dave Gleeson, and these are the Oztober Files. This is where I ask Dave Gleeson's questions where nobody has dare gone before. And Gleeso, I want you to tell us about the Arias, because you got kicked out of them once.
Yeah, look, you know, we thought early on, we got our very first release was called The Scorching Adventures of the Screaming Jets. Mm-hmm. And the lead single off that was called Come On. It was kind of the first song that anyone ever heard of the Jets, Australia-wide. Yeah. And we got nominated for ARIA, Best New Talent, I think it was.
Yep.
So we were very excited. We went along with our producer, Steve James. And we got there. We're sitting at a table quite far up the back. Yeah. And we said we all wanted Jack Daniels, because that was the drink du jour for us. And so the guy comes back, he goes, oh, look, you want us to sell you a bottle? And we're like, yeah, we'll buy a bottle. He goes, it'll be $170. And we're like, well, what are you talking about, mate?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that was like the nip price that it was going to be. So anyway, we circumvented that, and someone went and bought some Jack and spirited back in. Yeah. By about halfway through, we're all sitting around, you know those Gumby He got your serviette tied up in the corners. We all had those on our heads and we were all being silly and carrying on, and people coming to our table and spending a bit of time there and then realising that it was probably not the best place to be seen and
you're like the
leaving.
You're like the bad boys of the Arias, aren't you?
Anyway, at one stage I remember feeling something splattering against my legs, and it was our drummer who'd had enough Jack Daniels by that stage, and he was throwing up under the table.
So I moved
to another table where there was a bloke that I'd met recently, and Midnight Oil was supposed to have collected an award for, I don't know what it was, lifetime achievement or something.
Yeah.
So their manager gets up and says, Midnight Oil can't be here tonight because they don't believe in award ceremonies. So I scream out, well, off the stage then, mate. They don't believe in awards. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
And then Bob Geldof, who was the MC, he had a crack at me. we became persona non grata for the Arias for a good 4 or 5 years after that. And then somehow our manager finagled it that we got on. And I think we played Sad Song, which was off our third album. We played it at the actual ceremony, but they didn't give us a table and we've never got another nomination. So
just quickly, who won the award that night for Best New Talent?
Archie Roach won it,
which
is a very deserving winner, and he's gone on to have a hugely successful and long career. So couldn't have lost it to a nicer bloke.
Well, you know, you never know, Glee. So maybe next year they might
Best
well
old talent.
Oztober. This is the Oztober Lunch with Screaming Jets and Angels frontman Gleeso. Gleeso, another awesome show, and we get to do it all again tomorrow.
Indeed, celebrating all things Australian music. And we're going a little bit left of centre tomorrow, and we're going to be talking to Morgan Evans.
I like it, man. I like Morgan Evans.
He is from near where I grew up. He's a bit of a Newey boy, or Lake Macquarie, I think he grew up in. And he is kicking some massive goals in American country. Because he comes from Australia, there's a bit of rock in that country as well. So we're going to hear from him what the meteoric rise has been like for a young boy from Newcastle. Castle.
Beautiful. That's Morgan Evans tomorrow on the Oztober Lunch. Gleeson, a lot of fun as always. And let's do it all again tomorrow, eh?
Mate, I love it. It's going great.
It's going bloody awesome. We need our own show. It's the Oztober Lunch with Dave Gleeson.